What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're going to get into EB's entertainment page in just a bit, but I believe we're going to bring in Mike Marr for his outfit reveal for the Purple Heart.
Is it good?
Which is happening today.
Drab is laughing.
At 1757 Golf Club.
All right, can you say, before he comes in here and before we see him, can you say what his inspiration was?
Hal Sutton.
Hal Sutton.
So he's wearing a visor? So you just bring him in?
Yeah.
All right. Come on in, Mar.
The big reveal. Here he comes. He's wearing very short golf shorts. And is that a logo?
Those are normal golf shorts.
They're a little short, but you know, that's a trend is short. They're a little cottony.
Now, that shirt has got to be 25 to 30 years old.
Where'd you get that from?
I mean, that's a logo Athletic Redskins golf ball.
Where did you get that?
I'm dressed like Pablo Escobar, but I'm going to be playing like Tiger Woods on that course today. I would set the course record, but 1757 is my home course, and I already have that. So the second best thing I'll be going for is that first place trophy.
What are your thoughts, Jason Bishop?
I mean, the shirts, yeah, I mean, I would probably just clean a toilet with it.
Where did you get the shirt from?
So my buddy was in New York, and he was doing a little thrifting, and he hit me up and was like, hey, I just found this shirt. I'm going to get it for you. Do you think you'll wear it? I said, absolutely. So shout out my boy Brian for this shirt.
I've never seen an autographed
Greg Norman hat, right?
Yeah. This is a custom hat.
Are you going to wear that?
Custom hat.
Yeah. The whole fit?
No, are you going to wear the hat?
No, probably not the hat. I got my own hat.
Okay. All right, hold on. Can you stand up? Whose dad did you borrow the shorts from? Those are very short. Yeah, they're short. The short is kind of in though.
Yeah, but not. I don't think that short.
I think those are kind of in.
I think they're kind of in.
Fine.
It'd be nice
quads.
If you had a little bit bigger quad.
Eric, do you know who he looks like? This will be a reference for you only. Yeah. Mike Bender.
That is a reference only for EB. I don't know that.
Whose shoes are those that you're rocking?
And those are Valdez's shoes.
The G-Force? I actually just got a pair just like that.
Yeah, I believe he broke par with these bad boys, so I plan on doing the exact same today.
I know this. You better lotion up.
Yeah, you better have a lot of
You look very fair-skinned.
I got a lot of sunscreen on the way.
All right, good.
Did you bring all your accoutrements, all your SIGs and everything in?
I left that all in my car. Right. I wish I was big brain enough to have brought.
So what are you, a Marlboro guy? Is that what you are?
Marlboro Light, man. Let's not reinvent the wheel.
He had the Marlboro Reds last year. He realized they were too high octane.
Isn't really? That what you used to smoke, Cakes?
No, Marlboro Lights.
Yeah, he said Marlboro Light.
No. Last year he had the Reds, which are for the manliest of men, which we are not.
That Cakes' Zen experiment still... people bring that up to me all the time. Like guys that are Zen guys.
Oh, right.
They bring it up to me all the
time.
He felt
horrible.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Because they wanted to win him over.
Well, the Cakes just couldn't handle it.
He felt horrible that day.
If I were a smoker, like a pack-a-day smoker, I could eat Zins like they were freaking sweet tarts. But my body just couldn't handle that rush of nicotine.
Well, you know what
can't handle it anymore.
You know what they call Marlboro Reds? They call them cowboy killers. And I took Cowboy Todd's spot in the Purple Heart.
Yeah, you did. That is true. That's a good thing. Did make me laugh.
I'm
is Todd distraught about it? I haven't heard.
I don't know.
He's actually on the line.
Oh, he is?
I think he hates Mike Marr.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
It's his enemy?
Because he took
his
spot?
Rival?
Yeah.
All right. You got to put cans on. He doesn't have any cans. Hold on 1 second. Todd, hold on. We got to get some cans for Marr. Go over there. Here we go.
We haven't heard from Todd in... months, I don't think.
Cowboy.
I actually was texting him during the Caps playoff run because he was butthurt that I didn't text him the previous year.
Cowboy, you there?
Hey, happy or actually sad Purple Heart Day.
Yeah.
But, sad for you.
Are you upset? You've been bumped?
Broken Heart Day.
Broken Heart Day. Yeah, I'm a little bit bitter, but, you know, Drab's not going to be there today, so, you know, it kind of softens the blow a little bit, but... Mike Moore, you know, he just gets on my nerves now.
Why? He's a good kid.
I'm joking. He's a good kid. I don't have I do have bitter ill will on the dude because he took my spot.
Stealing your attention dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that, and, you know, I got bumped out for the Survivor. You know, he's just a pain in my butt now.
Hold on. What Survivor did he get bumped out when we did that NFL picks thing?
NFL Survivor.
Why did we bump him out?
Well, it used to be
because of Mike Moore.
Yeah.
Well,
honestly,
I enjoy the Purple Heart with Cowboy, but Cowboy has to realize Mike Moore has precedent over him. He's on the show.
He's
on the show.
And I know Todd's have been a show character for so long.
Call in like once a year now.
But Mike's on the show.
Yeah, your contributions have diminished.
That's
to
a good
almost
point.
Nothing.
Well, that's because Mike keeps taking my spot, and Drabby actually
I might have taken your spot because I'm like 50-50 on Purple Hearts based on schedule.
That's not an excuse for you disappearing from the show. You can still call in. You don't call in.
I do call, but Drabby says, well, you're not entertaining today, and then he like for like 3 months.
Is that true?
You know, he was in his Nazi mood. And
sometimes he's got nothing.
Sometimes he's got nothing?
Yeah. But he did call in April.
What did he call about?
Because he was upset that Cakes wasn't texting him back during Caps hockey talk.
He's mad.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right. But once a year's not good enough, Drab. If you want to be like a key part of the show, you can't just call in once a year.
No, he called
in. I got to call on the days Drab's off.
He calls in a handful of times.
A handful, tops.
He's got to dodge Drab.
Maybe five
out
times
of town.
A year.
What are you, so busy with work?
It is. It's been busy, and it's been, you know, I'm not as entertaining because I had to grow up a little bit.
You don't get arrested anymore.
don't get fights with your family.
You're not running some illegal, like, driveway business paving thing you were doing. So shady.
You're not spotlighting.
Right. No kids popping up left and right. Yeah
you've locked down the kids. How many kids are you up to now?
We've got a total of 9 kids and 8 grandkids.
Oh, my God. How old are your kids, by the way?
Jeez.
The oldest is 29.
You got a 29-year-old?
No.
How many are yours?
No.
How many are yours?
Yeah, four are mine.
Four.
Four from your, you know.
That you claim? Isn't there one that you don't claim?
Well, there's a couple I wouldn't like to claim, but, yeah.
How many different, how many different fathers are there? You and then, is it just one other?
Different fathers?
Yes.
With
different
his
mothers.
Wife?
Yes.
Two different fathers.
Okay, all right.
Two it's others plus
confusing.
You?
Is it two or three? Yeah. We just had this discussion.
She's got three baby daddies.
Well, if you count this year, it would be four, but last year it was three.
What?
He's trying to be funny.
He's doing a callback.
I appreciate the effort.
All right.
Todd, how old is your youngest child?
My youngest child would be...
From your DNA.
19. My youngest is 19.
Wasn't one of them like ride horses or something, or that was the old lady you knocked up?
Unfortunately, she passed away.
What?
On a motorcycle accident. But,
what?
Wasn't she the one we were going to marry with the zoo animals or whatever?
Yeah, y'all were going to do it at Jiffy Lube Live and have chickens, cows, horses, all kinds of stuff.
She died?
Yeah, she passed away on a motorcycle.
Oh, man, that's horrible. That's
horrible.
We had no idea.
Was she wearing a helmet?
She was riding on back of one.
Todd, would you?
That's rough.
Would you want to fight Mike Moore, as you call him, because he's taking all of your shine?
Mike Moore's I don't want to fight anybody.
I mean, I love fighting. You know that. I mean, back in the day, it was rowdy, but I wouldn't want to hurt the kid. I actually like the kid. I mean, I feel bad when I see him. I mean, he reminds me of that kid off of Meet the Millers.
Yes, I thought that too.
I don't get the reference.
That kid's
the
star.
He was in the movie.
He was in Warfare. I had to look him up.
I think he's Australian. Or he's from.
He's definitely got a British accent.
He's just some pale kid.
Yes.
I'll show you, EB. Because I know you don't have a comp here.
When was the last time you were in a fight?
Is that Will Poulter?
Yes.
Yes. He said he looks like this guy.
He kind of does. When was the last time you were in a fight? Like a bar fight?
Oh, man, that was before I got married to Rochelle, so that's been 12 years ago.
Is your wife still writing the erotic novels, or is she retired?
No, she's done with that.
Why?
We've just been too busy with work. Working kids and grandkids. I mean, I'm getting ready to drive to Maine.
What do you mean?
What are your grandbaby?
Spell Maine.
M-A-I-N.
Well, yeah, you got it.
Yep, I mean, that's like Main
Silly
Street.
Kennebunkport, yeah.
Probably
Maine.
Not the state name, but that's, Main Street you got. That's
You didn't specify.
That's true.
Good point.
That's true. We didn't specify.
You are correct.
Is it really true, Cowboy, that you wanted to enlist 20 years ago and the military, in desperate times, didn't accept you?
Yes, because I did when you all were in Knights. 24 years ago, I couldn't pass the ASVAB test. I scored too low, and they were like, "Yeah, no."
What is that test?
Everybody.
Yeah. I think it's probably the world's easiest test.
Yeah,
and he
failed
it.
Desperate to just have somebody
they just
up
need
there
bodies.
On the front line.
If you have a pulse, they're going to take you.
What was the test? Was it just basic math?
It was the reading that got me. The math I was good with, but it was the reading, it kept throwing me for a loop.
Right. How have you improved your reading, or are you just kind of punted reading?
Oh, no. So when I do work order tickets and stuff like that, Siri is my best friend. So,
what do you mean? Because you have to ask Siri how to spell stuff?
Oh, yeah. Or if I don't know a word or anything, I'll just copy and paste it and put it to my phone and it'll read it out.
What do you use chat? You probably should use AI. Do you use ChatGPT or something to do your job now?
I don't understand it.
He knows AI.
Yeah, but I mean, all you got to do is just tell it and it'll do it.
He can't understand regular intelligence.
He knows what
let alone artificial intelligence.
He knows what Grok is.
Yeah.
He should fight a Merriam-Webster dictionary.
If AI is Google, then yes, Google, I use Google.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. So, what about your kids? Are they big dummies too? Or are they? Be honest.
I don't know.
Huh?
I mean, I don't know. They're, I don't know. I mean, they're.
You don't know if your kids are smart or stupid?
Well, I mean, they're not eating crowns, so I guess.
Crayons.
Crayons.
They're not eating crayons.
Not eating crayons.
So did any of your kids, did they all graduate high school?
That they did.
But no college.
What is your 19-year-old doing now?
He actually works, he's a manager at Safe Light.
Okay. So he can fix my
Safe
windshield.
Light repair, Safe Light replace, that whole bit.
All right, so he's a working guy.
And what's the 29-year-old doing?
She is popping babies. So
is that the one that's in Maine?
No, that is actually her son. Actually, he's actually a not a slum lord, but he does reflips and does
flips houses,
apartments and stuff.
Yeah, right.
He does renovation.
Right,
the same thing as the slum lord.
Yeah, renovation.
Any of the kids? Not that it's required. Not everybody needs to go to college. But if any of the kids received any college credit?
No.
Right. No, you know what? Saved you a lot of dough.
Yeah.
Have any of your kids been to jail?
Negative. No.
Right, that's very good. That's success.
All right.
Very good.
They're living a dream.
Yeah,
so why isn't your wife writing the erotic novels anymore, though?
Ran out of inspiration.
She does. Yeah. That's definitely. No, she just hasn't had any time.
I thought you guys were sex maniacs.
We used to be, but I mean, it's.
Did that die out?
I don't know. I have no time.
No time? You don't have 10 minutes? What, does it take you an hour? But you don't have 10 minutes?
No, I mean, it takes a good 4, but still, don't have time on that one.
You don't even have 4 minutes to spare?
His time is stretched there.
No, by the time you get laying in bed and watching TikTok, I mean, you just don't, you're done. You fall asleep.
Right. You kind of lose your zeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't have any time with kids, grandkids, and work.
Yeah, speaking of time. Wow, yeah. Look at the time.
Speaking of losing zeal.
Is he dying? Is he dying?
Yeah. All right, plus, he took Mars Shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
He took Mars Shine.
Totally took back the attention dollars.
Well, you guys are the ones that said to go to him.
Well, you guys were talking about him.
I always like talking to Tom.
I do. I enjoy it, too. Well, see if you can hit some skins and have some stories for next time.
We'll talk to you in 2026, my friend.
I got to give a shout out real quick. Bobby, hit me back up on Facebook. I sent you a message.
Bobby who?
Bobby Blicky.
Everybody's working.
He's looking for some
those tentacles, they reach a long way.
Hey, are you still doing a disc golf? Are you still like a disc golf, like ranked player?
That's why I was hitting him up. I need some sponsorship.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, I just, last tournament was last month. I'm getting ready to play another one at the end of this month.
What's your ranking right now?
I haven't looked at it. Last time I looked, I was like 25th in Virginia.
Is that good, do you think?
But,
I mean, I guess.
How many guys
not
actually
as good
do
as
that?
He used to be. I thought he used to be fourth.
Yeah, he used to be higher.
Used to be fourth in Virginia?
Higher. Yeah, I was fourth the last year. Last year.
What's your best stroke in disc golf?
Best stroke?
Yeah, like are you good off the tee?
I've got a hole-in-one earlier this year.
From how far away?
It was 180.
He's banging 50. Those chains, baby.
Good job, good. Ace.
It's pretty good.
That is
well
impressive.
Done. Well
pretty
done.
Good. All right, 25th.
Yep.
All right. Well, so Bobby will hit you up. We'll get you a Surfside sponsorship. Maybe we'll go get Crop to hit you up. We'll get everybody involved.
Hey, maybe he'll hook you up with the golf bag.
Yeah.
Man, we don't want to talk about
that's
that.
I'm a cowboy, we'll talk to you later. Like a lot later.
I do miss that guy.
Like 6 months later.
Yeah, to me, that guy can't miss.
All right, so Mike Marr is going to be dressed up in all of his old Redskins gear today for the Purple Heart Open, which is at 1757 Golf.
Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you take a video or at some point put on social media of him all? Like smoking the Marlboro Lights, zinned out of his mind.
He's gonna have them all up on the YouTube.
Oh, he's gonna put them up, I'm sure.
Follow us, 106.7 The Fan's YouTube page.
Big on Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. There's gonna be a lot of stories going out today, so just stay tuned for that. So make sure you follow.
Very good.
I want to see your swing.
Okay, hey, slow, smooth as fast, dog. You'll see it.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk NBA Finals. John Mettler from Covers.com. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Just remember, if you want to text the Junks, you can do that on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza, they never cut corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. All right, we're waiting for John Mettler to call us from Covers.com to talk some NBA Finals, get some betting angles on the NBA Finals.
That's
him,
what I'm talking about.
Because we'd like to profit off of said NBA Finals.
I mean,
if we can.
It seems like it's something to stay away from, right? Were you going to bet $1,000 to win 200 or something? You can't bet the favorite.
I would never do that.
Unless you think that Indiana has a chance.
And if you're betting Indiana,
I'm just talking about per game. I'm talking about, you know,
series long props,
individual bets,
player props, some total props, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to bet the money line, no, unless I parlay it with something.
Right.
Right.
Got to get a good price on it.
What is jumping out at you? Are there any player props that you see that's jumping out at you?
Well, we can ask our next guest.
Not really, but our guest is going to give me some pointers.
We're going to head to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to John Mettler, NBA analyst for Covers.com. You can follow him at John Mettler. That's spelled M-E-T-L-E-R on your Twitter. What's up, John? Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys excited for the NBA Finals?
Yeah, we're getting there. It's coming up in the next couple of days. So before we talk about that, I wanted to see what your balance sheet looked like for the rounds leading up to the NBA Finals. Did you have big scores? Was it? Did you hit a few small bets? How did that work out for you leading up to the NBA Finals?
I don't play too many futures. Mostly play spreads and player props. So I actually did pretty well with the Thunder. There's a lot of times, like even like you look at game one here, they're laying 9 points and there's couple games there where they're laying 9-8 points and people don't really want to bet that because you think it's a lot of points, but the Thunder just really are that good, especially at home. So there's a couple of times where laying them on the spread at home, they won by like 30. So we'll see. It's supposed to be trading about 9 here on for game one.
Yep.
I think that's probably about the accurate number. Should be maybe closer to 10. So I think if it drops down to 8, I'm going to grab it.
Can you remind us about their first two matchups this year?
Yeah, well, they absolutely ripped through the Memphis Grizzlies. That was pretty easy one for them. And then, you know, the next round, the Nuggets. I mean, I think you got to give a ton of credit to Nikola Jokic, because that team, you know, with Michael Porter Jr. with the shoulder, Aaron Gordon with the hamstring, they still took them to seven games. But honestly, I think, and I think it really plays into this series as well, I think the biggest advantage for the Thunder is their depth. And it's not even the fact that they can go 10 guys deep. It's that they have so many good defenders that they can defend with just crazy physicality. And they're not worried about fouling out because they have so many guys. So I think you saw that really play true against the Nuggets, even the last year against the Wolves. And, you know, the Indiana Pacers, that's kind of the advantage that they run with, is we have 10 guys, we can play multiple guys. But the Thunder kind of take away advantage in that series because the Thunder play that way as well.
No, I actually meant the two times that these two teams played each other in the regular season. I believe OKC won both games against the Pacers, but I didn't know if they were closer than what the scores say.
No, I actually watched the one game yesterday. The Thunder won by like 20, but it was even more concerning for the Pacers because you're watching the first half of that game, and the Thunder, they're playing Brandon Carlson, they're playing Dylan Jones off the bench. You're seeing Kenrich Williams get minutes, and these are guys who are just not getting minutes in NBA Finals. Or at least shouldn't be. So the fact that they're running with that much depth in the regular season and still beat the Pacers by that amount, that is very concerning because that bench will obviously be a lot tighter and the minutes won't be there for those guys. So I think it's going to be a really tough series for the Pacers. There's not really much on film that makes you think the Pacers kind of have a chance. But, I mean, I'm thinking probably like Thunder and five would be my guess.
Yeah, I think the number on Thunder and five is, I think I saw plus 150 or plus 160. So you think there's pretty good value there, huh?
I do think the Thunder in five, but when you handicap it and play with the price, that price point does look pretty accurate. So I didn't jump to like place a bet there. I do think that's kind of like where it should be trading. So I personally think it'd be Thunder and five, I wouldn't necessarily like bet that number.
Okay. All right. Here's one that kind of intrigues me. All right. So they've set SGA's points per game in the finals at 33.5. This is what I'm looking at it on FanDuel right now. This is my account. He didn't average 33 in the regular season, okay? So he averaged just under it. He hasn't averaged 33 in any of the three playoff series. He was at 31, 29, and 27, so roughly around 29 a game. They've got it at 33.5. Now it's shaded to the under, minus 120, minus 106 on the over. I mean, 34 a game, is that's a big number, and I understand it's the Pacers, and he's going to probably get up and down, but do you have a vibe or a gut on over or under 33.5 for SGA for the finals?
Yeah, I actually have more than a vibe for you, because I bet the over 33.5 in the first game there, game one. It's a really high number. I think when you look at it, you're like, whoa, 33.5. A couple things is just, you know, SGA during the regular season, he didn't play many minutes because they're always blowing people out. So right. When you're, you know, so he gets taken out. Now you're in the NBA Finals. The Indiana Pacers, too, like they have two really good perimeter defenders, Andrew Nembhard, Aaron Nesmith. And while they like, they'll be difficult for SGA, the Pacers don't really help. Like if someone's burning them, like you've seen it kind of in the past, even this year or more last year in the playoffs with Jalen Brunson. If Jalen Brunson is going for 40, they're not going to concede a bunch of help defense towards Jalen Brunson to slow him down. And that's kind of how they've guarded SGA in the past too. It's like, hey, Nembhard, Nesmith, this is your task. If he scores 40, he scores 40. We're not going to concede our whole defense just to slow him down. So that's kind of, I feel like that's why I like the over. Also, you know, it's like typically if it was like a regular season game and you're favored by 9 points, you'd be worried about like a blow and like his minutes being reduced. But it's the NBA Finals. The Pacers have shown you multiple times in the playoffs here they can come back. So that obviously terrifies you a lot. And there's so many days between games. I really just don't think the minutes for the starters will be decreased, even if it is, you know, maybe a 15, 20 point game. So that doesn't worry me as well. And the minutes should be elevated. I mean, it's the NBA Finals. So actually at 33.5, I think it's a little too low.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. What about Halliburton? He's at 17.5.
Yeah, that number caught my eye too. It's tricky because that's low for him. He's usually about 20.5. And like I said, it kind of everything applies to, right? The minutes should be there. The minutes, the usage should be elevated. It's the NBA Finals. But the Thunder just have such good perimeter defenders. I feel like it's going to be a tough matchup for Halliburton because they're going to harass him and they're going to be very physical with him and they're going to hand check him and they're not going to be worried. if that creates foul trouble for a Lou Dort or Alex Caruso or Cason Wallace, because they have so many guys they can put on him. So I feel like he's going to be very dependent on that three-point shot. I don't know how much offense he'll be able to create inside the lane. So the initial gut would be like 17.5 is a little too low, but I'm not quite sure. I think the matchup might just be too difficult for him.
We're joined by John Mettler, NBA analyst for Covers.com on the Rude Guest Hotline. So you mentioned Halliburton, and you tweeted this 16 hours ago. If you're looking for a series-long prop for the NBA Finals, this is a nice price for Halliburton to lead the series in total made threes. Most other spots are trading at minus 120. You've got him at plus 155 to lead the series in three. I might have to tail that if my book is giving me a plus 155 number for Halliburton there.
Yeah, that was one of those, even just the price catches your eye, because about everywhere else was minus 120, and then FanDuel had plus 155. So that alone catches your eye on that prop there. Like I said, I feel like, you know, Halliburton, he's going to have a hard time getting in the lane to score, but he'll always have that step back. He always kind of has that like shifty move around the three-point line to get three-pointers. And if you're Rick Carlisle and the Pacers coaching staff, you got to be encouraging to shoot 10 plus threes per game, I would think, in this series. Like that's probably your only way you're going to beat the Thunder is if he starts knocking down threes. So even if he doesn't shoot at a high percentage, I think he's just going to be shooting a ton of them, because I think that's the shot that's going to be available for him. And I feel like in these series leaders markets you see in the past in multiple series, it's you kind of always overthink it. You go looking for someone who's bigger plus money. But like at the end of the day, Halliburton's their best player. He should get up the most threes. And at plus 155, I just thought that was a good price.
Do you know anybody who was playing the Pacers plus the money in either game one? I'm talking about money line here. I'm not talking about points. Do you know anybody playing the Pacers plus the number on the money line in either game one or the series?
Yeah, a couple, not the series, but game one, a couple of people I work with are playing the money line.
Wow.
They took out the Cavs, right? They've won some big games on the road. So I think people think they can do it. And it's such a big plus price because, you know, they are a 9.5, 9-point dog in game one there. I personally don't see it. I think the Thunder are going to win this. I think they're going to win it pretty easily. I think the Thunder are just everything the Pacers do really well, I think the Thunder do it even better. So I think that creates really hard matchups here for the Pacers. The Pacers have always, you know, been that we'll play 10 guys, we'll tire you out, we'll push the ball up and down the court. You know, we can play chess because we can have all these different matchups for who we can bring to the game. But the Thunder do that as well. They have 10 guys. They can go 10 deep. So I personally don't see it. I think the Thunder are kind of slightly underpriced here in game one. So I'm not going to take the Pacers, but I know some people who are.
Well, I'll say this. I think most people, just based on experience, would give Rick Carlisle the coaching advantage, right? He's won an NBA title, and that was a title in which they weren't favored in that series. And then you look at their path to the playoffs. So they win against the Bucks in round one. They take on the Cavs, who are the one seed, in round two. They steal game one on the road. Take on the Knicks, who are favored in that series. They steal game one on the road. So I think game one's going to be interesting because Carlisle might have something cooked up against this team. He's had plenty of time to prepare, at least for game one. Are they undermanned? Yes, but I'd give the coaching edge to Indiana.
Yeah, I think their coaching staff does a fantastic job, and I think they're probably one of the most underrated coaching staffs all year. But like I said, I think that's also because, you know, when you're playing the Knicks, well, initially when the series started, you know, the Knicks only play five guys, so you can start to manipulate your lineup, go small, you know, switch up your matchups, and that's all from coaching. But the thing is, I just feel like the Thunder, they have counters for all that because they're not married to the five guys in the lineup. They could, mm-hmm. you know, put Chet Holmgren at the five, move Isaiah Hartenstein to the bench. They have all kinds of different pieces they can move around as well. So you kind of saw that, you know, even as Tom Thibodeau got further in that series, then he started playing Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright. So he started to counter back. So I think the Pacers have a really underrated coaching staff, but the Thunder, I think, also at the same time. I guess it makes sense, right? We're in the NBA Finals. Probably the two best coaching staffs in the NBA right now.
Yeah. Do you have any vibes on any Chet Holmgren prop numbers?
Mm. Yeah, I was trying to play this out in my head yesterday because I thought his point total kind of looked a little low. I don't know if I'm going to bet it for game one. I think I might wait for game two because I'm kind of interested to see how the Pacers line up defensively, because I'm assuming Andrew Nembhard has to guard SGA, because I don't think they can put him on Jalen Williams because I think he'd be too small. So then that probably puts Aaron Nesmith on Jalen Williams. I just don't know if they'll put Siakam on Jalen Williams or Aaron Nesmith. If they put Siakam, I think you got to look at Chet Holmgren props, because then he's going to have a huge mismatch somewhere on the court, and they might, that might be the move where they go smaller to even like amplify that mismatch. So I just kind of want to see how they all line up in game one and then go from there with Chet Holmgren.
John, right. Thanks a lot for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll tail some of these picks, and hopefully we all profit off of the NBA Finals. Thanks again, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show. Good luck with your bets.
Yep, that's too, John bud. Mettler, NBA analyst for Covers.com. Go give him a follow at John Mettler. That's JONMETLER on Twitter. Go win some cash. We'll be right back. Remember to
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Follow all the Junk's socials today as we are out at 1757 Golf Club for the Purple Heart Open. Great event that always benefits military charities.
Can't wait to hear about that tomorrow.
So we'll be doing that today. So follow along, will you? Please.
Drabby, of course, our local tennis fave, Francis Tiafoe, is playing Lorenzo, I believe it's pronounced Musetti, who's the eighth seed at the French.
Yeah.
Musetti is a pretty heavy favorite. He won the first game, but Tiafoe, obviously, and Tommy Paul. It's the first time two Americans have reached the quarters, I believe, in the French Open in a few years. So I'm kind of pulling for him and Tommy Paul. But Tommy Paul's got to play Alcaraz. He's got no shot.
But yeah, definitely pulling for Tiafoe.
But Tiafo.
Do you like his all blue head to toe Lululemon? Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yep.
Including the blue sleeve on his right arm. I don't hate it. Looks good on him.
I've seen Musetti play a couple times just in, you know, just randomly. I have not. I've never seen him play a full match. I've just seen, you know, games or a set. The guy can move.
Yeah.
He's a smaller
dude. Covers a lot of ground.
He's a smaller dude, but so can Tiafo.
Mm-hmm.
But so it'll be interesting. So let's pull for Tiafo today.
What round is it?
This is the quarters.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. Big one.
Hey, you know, on your entertainment page, EB, you brought up Blake Lively a lot.
I have in the past, yeah.
And her dispute with
Justin Baldoni.
Justin Baldoni. I saw this headline.
Yep.
Blake Lively withdraws claims from lawsuit.
Only a couple
after
claims.
After Justin Baldoni's lawyers pull records to call her bluff.
Mm. I think she still has a lawsuit. I think there's just a few claims, maybe, that she's pulling. I don't know. They're saying that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are taking a beating, like, PR-wise.
Okay.
With all this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I think she's, like, tried to drag Taylor Swift in this somehow, and that's caused a huge rift. Cakes, you're Swifty.
Because they're friends. They're good friends.
Know.
They were.
I don't know the dynamic between those two.
I think that relationship is cooked. She'll be writing a song about her soon.
No. Ooh. It'll probably be a hit. It'll probably be catchy.
Yeah. I think that she's totally cooked.
So it's not all of the claims, but she's withdrawn some of the claims. Yeah. Correct. I think.
But it's a strategy because it's medical records. And so Baldoni's team is saying, well, then we need access to your therapy notes.
Right.
And she's like, no, you're not getting that, so I'll withdraw that claim.
Right.
Emotional distress claim.
Right. Smart by their lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know what? Can I do a few EP stories?
Sure.
Why
not?
Yeah, because we never got
a few minutes.
We never got to it earlier because we did the whole Mar bit. By the way, Rom texted me. He's like, does Mar look like JT? I'm assuming he means Justin Thomas.
I don't think he looks anything like Justin
Timberlake.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, the JT I know.
He doesn't look like either of them.
I don't think he looks like either one. Yeah,
I think more like Timberlake than Thomas.
I'd take Timberlake.
You would take that comp?
Yeah, I'll take that to the bank.
Sure.
He looks nothing like Justin Timberlake.
No, he doesn't look one thing like him.
Well, does he look like Justin Thomas? And would Rom know what Justin Thomas looks like?
Yeah.
I think he's talking about Justin Thomas. He was dressed up as a golfer. I think that's why he was saying that.
Again, this is classic Rom. He doesn't care about Justin Thomas.
He just wants his AD. You're right. EP, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on their website. It's BMWFairfax.com. I love this story because this is actually the person I use as an example for tattoo regret. Miley Cyrus has tattoo regret over nearly all of her tattoos. She in particular, because there's almost like no theme or rhyme
How
or reason
many does
to her.
She have?
She just has them. I don't know.
Oh, they're just random.
They're just random. Like if you look at her art, like when she goes to like an award show or something and she's like really revealing, like in a small dress or something, she just has random things. There's no rhyme or reason to it. So one thing, if you go all in and get a sleeve or something, all right, at least maybe there's some sort of, she just has random markings on her body. And I personally think they look atrocious. Who cares what I think? She agrees with me.
What was your sense from Kevin's response? I can't remember when it was, if it was this week or a few weeks ago, where he said he was done with tattoos.
Oh, I was gone that week. I was gone that Friday.
See, he's got kind of seven or eight randoms.
He said he has tattoo regret?
I don't think he said he had regret, but he wasn't planning to add any more.
And I think he was actively looking.
I don't know exactly how old she is. I'm going to guess she's in her late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think she's 40s yet. But anyway, I don't know her well, but she has tats, bro, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now I'm talking about her big toe, to all her up her feet, her legs, down her arms, on her hands, on her face. And she's a pretty girl.
Who is she?
I don't want to get into that.
Being too specific, it's a friend of yours. Though?
It's a friend. It's more of a friend of a friend.
She's committed to the bit,
but I know her. I've talked to her.
Yeah,
but she's got them everywhere, and she's a pretty girl. And I'm thinking,
a cool chick? Like, she got
she's a great
together?
Chick. Yeah, she's a cool chick. And I'm thinking, what were you thinking? Because who's going to hire you? I don't even know where she works, right. If she works. She's a mom.
Don't know.
She's a mom.
Right.
She might just be a house mom. But, I mean, why would you do that? It's one thing to have them on your shoulder or maybe a little bit on your arm, on your back,
well,
on your
once
calf.
You start crossing the threshold of, like, you can't cover
face,
your hand, your neck.
Your face.
Yeah, you cross the threshold there.
But I don't
get it.
I don't know if I believe Miley Cyrus, because she said that after she got a tattoo. She literally got ink
she
and
said,
then
yeah,
she literally got another tattoo,
right,
and said that.
Well, she probably has tattoo addiction, but she also has tattoo regret. She says about 80% of hers. Like, she says, I love my dog, the example she gives, but I don't necessarily want to be looking at a picture of him on my arm for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I guess she just
like that's the next
has,
level.
Having second thoughts.
Yeah. I think if I had to guess, I'd say tattoo regret, very popular.
Okay.
More popular than not.
Maybe.
What do you think? You don't care to opine?
Not sure. Like, yeah. My daughter has tattoos. I mean, maybe 20 years down the line, she's going to regret them.
So far,
them.
She
I
loves them.
Loves them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a revelation.
Did you also Did you also hear the theory? It was an online theory about why, that's why people are very into Sydney Sweeney.
Because she has no tattoos?
Zero tattoos.
Right.
Mm. Mm.
I saw Euphoria's
I'm
coming
on
back.
The record for it. That's not why I'm into Sydney Sweeney.
I think they're into her because of her jaws.
Well, I know, but also,
but a lot of girls have jugs.
What about her acting ability?
A lot of girls have jugs.
It's an underlying reason
it's
why some guys are into her.
Hey, listen, I will say this about tattoos: they're pretty rampant in the adult industry. Right? Tattoos in the adult industry, they're pretty rampant.
I'm just double-checking Valdez's top 10 breast rankings. I don't know if Sydney Sweeney made the cut.
Of course she's on the list.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Yes. I mean,
all right. I've forgotten. I haven't seen
you
this.
You won't sell your booklet
AT&T
on Amazon.
The AT&T girl slept on, by the way.
I know. The boob connoisseur.
Okay. So there's Sydney Sweeney, like, on page 6 or 7.
So what? So she was ranked 6 or 7?
There's no ranking here. This is
no,
just,
no. It goes from 10 to 1.
It's the most disappointing number one in radio
what,
history.
Do like Elvira?
Elvira.
Yeah.
Elvira. Yeah. His top three are.
The pages are stuck together.
Jessica Rabbit at 3.
Jessica Rabbit. Another
just to
dud.
Recap.
Yeah. I'm at a cartoon.
Selma Hayek at 2.
All right.
And number one, Elvira.
You botched it. That's a great list. You did a different bit.
It's a great list.
You did.
It's a pretty good list.
Let me see yours.
Top judge. I'm not
Angela White. Where's Angela White on that?
I actually don't know. I assume she has to. I've seen her thumbnail. I'm telling you, I'm not an Angela White aficionado.
Okay,
but she's pretty prolific.
Okay,
she's on a lot of thumbnails. I can tell you that.
What did you? Who did she think?
I thought she was the escapee. Wasn't her name White?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember
the woman that was
name.
A guard that was banging the prisoner, and then she killed herself.
She died in the car accident.
No, she killed herself. They crashed a car. She pulled the gun out and blew her brain.
I just hope I don't run into the devil in the Ozarks on the way over to the golf tournament today. It's not going to end up well for me if it does.
Stink cakes.
That'd be terrible. All right, we got to go.
We got to go.
We have
did
a golf,
one story.
We got a golf tournament to get to, my friend.
All right.
All right, we're done. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.